Concert tonight at the high school, a choir concert, and no doubt who we talked to about that, Angela Larson. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got to address your attire first. Your Taylor and Travis shirt is, it pops.
Yep, that was my goal.
You were looking for attention?
Well, I mean, Taylor Swift has a new album out, so yeah. We got to push that a little bit.
You like Taylor?
Yeah, well, my daughters are Swifties, and I mean, what's not to like about her?
She's pretty popular.
Yeah, and if my girls are going to listen to popular music, I suppose hers is probably some of the cleaner, better stuff.
Well, if anybody knows music, you do. I agree with you. Yeah. I mean, I don't talk about this with my guy friends at the golf course, but I like Taylor, too. I think she's quality. And has this made you a Chiefs fan, or were you already? You're a Vikings gal.
No, I grew up watching the Broncos.
My older brothers
were big Broncos fans, and my husband likes the Chiefs, so we've kind of been a house divided. But now that the Chiefs are good, Broncos games are never on TV around here.
So. Do you get some feedback on that shirt at school?
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
People either love her or don't. So.
Yeah. Well, they're going to love your concert tonight. How are things going for you as the start of school? Been good for the choir department?
Yeah, really good. My a cappella choir is big, and that's great. It's a sign that I have a lot of talented kids.
I love a cappella.
Yeah, that's the name of my, I guess, top choir is what you'd call it.
How many kids?
58.
Nice.
Yeah, and a lot of boys. Which can be hard in some schools, but not here. So that's
you probably awesome. Like the movie Pitch Perfect then?
I mean, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, doesn't like Pitch Perfect.
Well, I mean, I don't dislike a lot of things in life. And I don't have favorites, really. Like, if you ask me my favorite song, I don't really have one.
I'm not going to ask you that today, because every time I ask you that, you give me that you don't have favorites thing.
So. And then concert choir has about 50 in it. And then my freshman choir has 30. So you're those three groups. And I also have a student teacher right now. And she will be conducting about half the concert. She's been working with the kids and is doing a really nice job.
Want to give her a shout out here?
Yeah, Taya Bolt. She's over here from USD, originally from Scotland, and she's done a really nice job. And I think it's been a good experience for her to work with kids and teach and learn and grow. And yeah.
Is she deciding that this is something she definitely wants to do? Because sometimes you get your feet wet and you go, well, maybe not.
No, I think she does like it. She's actually done at the high school with us in a couple of weeks, because music education majors then are getting K-12 certified. So after the next couple of weeks are over, she'll switch over to Lincoln Elementary with Dina Denherter and work with the littles to see what she thinks of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the concert's tonight at 7, lasts about an hour?
Yeah, I think about 45 minutes to an hour. Each choir singing 4 songs. Yeah, and it's just a nice mix of music, some like kind of serious stuff, some light and fun things. So yeah, good variety.
All right. Anything that we can expect to hear that you want to tease, or just should we be surprised? What do you think?
Well, let's see. Freshman choir, their little teaser is they're ending the night with their group with a song from Frozen. That's kind of fun if you like Olaf. Concert choir, they're doing a piece that I really think is different, and it's like kind of not spooky, but like it leaves you feeling a little like, whoa, what just happened?
Well, if you're going to be a little spooky, I'd say now is a great time of the year for that.
And then a cappella, one of their songs they're doing is an all-state choir piece. So if you're interested in all-state choir, which happens at the end of the month, you get a little preview of one of the songs for that.
When it's all-state choir time, where do you go?
This year we're going to Sioux Falls.
Okay.
So it usually goes 2 years Sioux Falls, then 1 year Rapid, 2 years Sioux Falls. Yeah. So that's October 31 through November 1. The concert is November 1, and you can watch it on South Dakota PBS.
Busy time of the year for choir and band. We just had Gwen Wenish in here.
Yep.
Do you work with Gwen quite closely?
Yep. She's getting ready for March to the Meridian coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we visited about that. So that was, that's a big deal for Yankton. That's a lot to take on.
Yeah, it brings in a lot of people. Great. Yeah, so the music department is busy and a lot of great things.
So theater tonight at 7, passes, admission.
It's free. All of our concerts are free.
That's hard to beat.
Yeah.
And then anything else you want to tease coming up the rest of the school year? You can go as far out as you want to.
Right now, I think I'm good. Our holiday concerts, hopefully we'll get back here and talk to you about those.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Yeah.
And then next year, Evening with the Stars and stuff like
that. Yep, good. Exactly.
How about your family? Is your family doing well?
Yeah. Next year, my oldest daughter will be at the high school with me. It's just flying by.
Will she? Are you excited about that? And will she equal your excitement about that?
My oldest daughter, yes, she's excited. She wants to be in choir, and I think that'll be great. She's been in my children's choir, so we're kind of used to that, like mom teacher thing. My youngest is not interested in choir. Very much like I do what I want.
And well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And she, I think, sometimes just doesn't want to like the same things mom and dad like, which is fine.
Imagine this. They're in class and they have a question. Do they say, Mrs. Larson, or do they say, hey, mom?
I suspect they might just be like, hey, you.
Hey, you. Just like at home.
Yeah.
Hey, you.